faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman. 6 years ago, a struggling family facing foreclosure on their home stumbled upon what is considered to be the holy grail of comic books in their basement. The family home was going to be lost, and they were devastated. They had taken a second mortgage while attempting to start a business. In the struggling economy at that time, the business failed, and the family home was going to be lost. They began the painful task of packing up a home that had been in this southern family for decades. While sifting through boxes in the basement, they stumbled upon 8 or 9 comic books. Most of the comic books in the box were worth between $10 and $30. One of them was dated June 1938. So they wondered if this one was of any value. The cover depicted Superman, the Man of Steel, lifting a car high above his head. That extremely rare Action Comics number one originally sold for 10 cents. It is considered to have ushered in the age of the superhero Superman. This was the first issue in which Superman ever appeared and is the most treasured of all comic books. The family was shell-shocked in learning that the unexpected find could fetch upwards of $250,000. You couldn't have asked for a happier ending. Superman saved the day. The gospel today challenges us to consider the stuff of our lives. We easily accumulate and access so many things, from our couch potato positions, in between computer games and internet searches, we can conveniently browse and shop for more stuff. No longer is it necessary to put mileage on the car, waste gasoline, find a parking space, and deal with lines at the cash register. We can simply order the things that we determine to be necessary, convenient, or just that which we want. Another treasure is always waiting for us. Jesus' disciples lived in a much different time. People's material treasures were simpler and close at hand, their personal belongings and money. But even then, these things could consume a person. Part of our human condition tends to amass more than we need. Jesus' instruction today begins with, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for our Father is pleased to give you the kingdom." We become afraid of what could happen to our property. Yet we get entangled in getting more and more. And then we worry about keeping what we have. fear of lacking, fear of losing, fearing of doing without can paralyze us. Something in us wants to accumulate and to cling to what we have. This Gospel of Luke was written toward the end of the first century. Christians were still expecting Jesus to return soon. Well, as time went on, though, they began to understand that the final end time was not imminent. So Luke's stories point out that what is imminent is the personal end time for each one of us. Ask yourself, what encourages me to remain faithful in the Master's absence? What impedes my faithfulness? Jesus calls us to watch and be ready. We are not to get caught up in the treasures of this life, in false securities, for we have here no lasting city. Our personal end time will come at an hour and a place of which we have no idea. And if we share what we have and do not cling to what is passing, we will be well prepared. So ask yourself, what is the stuff in life that consumes my time, my attention, and resources? For the 11,000 athletes gathered in Rio at this time for the 31st Olympic Games, the treasure is gold, silver, and bronze. However, that was not always so. Pierre de Coubertin, a French aristocrat, educated by Jesuits, founded the International Olympic Committee in 1894. The first modern international games were held 2 years later in Athens and included many of the religious trappings of the ancient games, including olive leaf crowns and sacred fire in the form of the Olympic flame. His idea that the pairing of physical strength with religious piety creates well-rounded moral and ethical men. In Coubertin's mind, the athletic competition has the tendency to promote understanding across cultures and thereby lessening the dangers of war. The author of the letter to the Hebrews speaks of a faith that stands firm despite many trials and suffering. The author's heroes cling to faith. Coubertin put it this way when he said about the Olympic Games, "The important thing in life is not the triumph, but the struggle. The essential thing is not to have conquered, but to have fought well." Some say that while living in this possession-hungry world, with whatever our stuff is, gold, silver, or bronze, making Jesus and his gospel the only treasure of our lives is an impossible ideal. sort of like reading a fictitious comic book. When it comes to our faith, there is no fiction involved. When faith is the prominent treasure in our lives, things change. The intangible gifts of faith, hope, and love bring about a fulfillment that the stuff of this world can only envy. We announce it, we live it, and we are to let everyone know that we don't follow the Action Comics number one Superman Man of Steel. We follow a different one, the true Superman, that is Jesus, the Son of God. His mercy is the only possession our searching hearts need to know. He guides, guards, and protects. Jesus is the one who saves the day, that is, every day of our lives.